the smallest one around here.
Well, we call it a little branch or something like that. We call it a little small branch. Creek, because I'm creek, we call them rivers, creeks.
Okay, now a branch would be smaller than a creek,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
What about when I say stream? Does that mean any particular
You know, they're large streams and they're small streams, okay. That's right.
What are names of some of the, do the branches around here have names?
No.
Do the creeks?
Yeah, some of the creeks do. We call one creek over here called Bolchita Creek. And the Whack and Wild used to live, it was a creek we called Goober Creek, McGee's Creek, Cotton Creek, and all like that, and different names.
These were where? Back when?
Yes, when I was a boy and my
When you
day.
Were a boy.
Yeah, back then.
All right. And what are the rivers around here?
Well, these rivers, Bolchita River, we call it Bolchita River. And Amit River, Homachita River. That's right.
That name Chitta,
yeah,
keeps showing up. I wonder what it meant originally.
Well, Bolchita, that's a little old town down here, about 10 miles from Brookhaven. Bolchita. They tell me that's from Eichmann. I don't know where the chitter part come in at, but the Eichmann, when he say bog, he means the bug.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He means the bug. That way he told it's the town of Bogaloosh. That's where his name is.
Really?
Yeah, I'm saying they caught a big old turtle once and put him into some place and he got a loose and gone. And they went there and looked for him. He was gone. And the one said, the bogs are loose. The bogs are loose. Well, so they named that town Bogs are Loose.
That's in Louisiana, right?
That's right, yeah. Said the bogs are loose.
That's terrific.
You didn't know what
the
turtle
was. No, I'm going bogs. I'm out of bug. The bogs are loose.
It's a pretty big bug.
That's right.
Does a turtle live near the water?
Yes, well, he'll see right around the world. Those old water turtles, he's going to see around the water.
Is there a kind that lives on the land?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you call it a turtle?
No, we call them terrapins. Mm. They may live on the land, call them terrapins.
They look different? Is the shell?
Well, they look different. They're round back.
The terrapin has?
Yes. An old turtle, he's more flat.
Oh, the terrapins kind of stick up on top?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Yes. See? Okay. To open a door, you turn a door.
Yeah, knob.
All right. Do you ever hear a knob used to refer to a rise in the land around here?
No, I didn't. I don't know how I can do. I don't reckon. No.
All right. Something bigger than a hill.
Mm-hmm. A mountain or something like that.
All right. Is there anything a little bit bigger than a hill that doesn't get up to a mountain?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. Well, now I was raised in the hills, in the hilly country.
I was raised in the hilly country. Mm-hmm.
We have big hills and small hills.
They ever call them anything like a mound or a
Or a mound. Right, a mound. We call anything kind of elevated up, maybe. We call that a mound. Maybe it don't have to be big as a hill, we call that a mound. Yes,
a mound. It's not as big as a hill.
No, ma'am. Going out of these fire ants, you see all these fire ants. You know it's fire ants there because you see a mound.
Ooh.
You see a little mound about so high. Well, that's fire ants in there.
I see.
That's right.
Since you lived in the hilly country, if you're talking about, if you're driving along a mountain, mm-hmm, and there's a steep rocky thing that goes down to the side, then what?
Well, I don't know. What do you call that?
Ever hear it called a cliff?
Cliff. That's right.
Okay. You had more than one of those. You'd say those are
Yes, man.
Those are steep, rocky.